بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والنجم اذا ہوا بائی دی سٹارز وین اٹ گوز ڈاؤن. ما غل صاحبکم وما غلا. یور کمپینین دیٹ از محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز ناٹ گون اسٹرے نور ہیز ہی ارنڈ. ڈونٹ تھنک ہی از کمیٹنگ سم مسٹیک وین ہی سیز آئی سا دی اینجلز. ڈونٹ تھنک ہی ہیز بین پوزسڈ بائی سم ایول اسپرٹ. نو نو. وما ینطق عن الہوا. And he does not speak out of his own desires. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Surely this Quran is nothing but a revelation revealed to him. Allamahu shadidul quwa. And he was taught by one who has very mighty power. And this is, you know, thing, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Shadidul quwa. Zul mirra. He is strong and perfect. فَسْتَوَى. So he stood straight. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْعَالَى. And he was on the uppermost horizon. ثُمَّ دَنَى. Then he drew near. فَتَدَلَّى. And hung down suspended. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَنِ وَدْنَى. Then he was within two bows length or even nearer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Then he revealed to the servant of God what he revealed. These ayats are interpreted in many ways. But I agree with those who think this incident was when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the angel Jibreel in his own original angelic form in the horizon. This is given in, you know, authentic ahadith. He was coming down from the Jabalul Noor, the Mount of Light. And there is the cave of Hira at the top of that mountain of light. He was coming down. So he heard someone say, Ya Muhammad. He saw there, right, left, front, back, nobody was to be seen. So he had some fear. What is it? Then he walked a few steps more. Then there was again, Ya Muhammad. Again the same thing, he looked to the left of the right, nobody to be seen. So his fear was increased. Then after a few steps again, Ya Muhammad. Now suddenly his eyes rose into the horizon. And he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And he was in the full form of an angel. Otherwise when Jibreel came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of human beings, and Yahya Kalbi رضي الله تعالى عنه was one of the very beautiful, handsome companions of the Prophet. And usually, Jibreel came in the form of Yahya رضي الله عنه. But here is Jibreel was, whole the horizon was full of him. This angel, how can we say? And how he recognized it in Jibreel? Because of the first one he had come. He had seen him. But that was Banan Nome Wal Yaksa. At that time, he was neither sleeping nor awake. In between the two conditions, semi-sleeping condition, the first wahi came. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. When Jibreel hugged thrice Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, Iqra, and the reply was, I am not a qari. I don't need. So he hugged him. So now he recognized. But then he was full of, you know, fear. The awe of Hazrat. But then Hazrat Jibreel came down. And his relation, his connection with the heaven was not broken. As if something, you know, hangs down. And then he sent the wahi. And what was that wahi? The first seven ayat of Surah Al-Muddassir. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاجر ولا تمن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. So this is the shan nuzul of these ayat which appear in the beginning of Surah Al-Muddassir. ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. The heart didn't belie that what he saw. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see something, but you have doubt. But what I am seeing, is it okay? Is this correct? Am I awake or I am seeing a dream? Answer me the name, Ya Rab, Bedari, Siyab Khab. I am seeing it in actuality or in a dream. But whatever the eyes of Muhammad saw, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart confirmed, not belied it. أَفَتُمَاغُنَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. So, will you then dispute with him as to what he saw? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he had seen him once more. Jibreel, only twice Muhammad saw him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his own original form of the angel. One was this, on the horizon, and the other was on the night of ascension, when Jibreel took him. But till the Sidratul Muntaha, he was disguised. But at the Sidratul Muntaha, he then presented himself to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his full angelic form. And that was the second time. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a full angel, in the original form of an angel. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he had seen him once more also in the Siddhatil Muntaha, by the low tree of the utmost boundary. That is the actually boundary. Lahut, Nasut. You know, beyond that, Jibreel couldn't go. So, that was the boundary. This world of Amr and the world of creation. Is yaksa sidrata maya, sindaha jannatul bawa. Near that low tree, there is the garden of abode. That is also very near. Indaha jannatul bawa. Is yaksa sidrata maya, sha. When the low tree was surrounded, by what was surrounding it? You can't understand, and we can't explain in your language what was surrounding it. What was coming down on that tree? The anwar, the lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our language cannot express them. So, ma yasha is just a siddhata, ma yasha. When you know that tree was covered by what was covered by. Ma zaghal basar wa ma tagha. This ayah is very important. The eye swerved not, nor transgressed. What does it mean? If you try to look a very strong light directly, your eye will not be able to stand it. You will turn. It didn't happen with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyes kept seeing. He had that capacity. But also, there are limits. If you are in the presence of someone who is very big, very high, you don't lift your eyes more than a certain limit. So, this was also there. The eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not cross the limits of abdiya, ma tagha, neither transgressed the limits of abdiya. He was abd of Allah. Allah was the Lord. So, both things, you know, neither the sight swerved, nor it transgressed. And there is a very beautiful couplet of Iqbal. And I could understand this ayah only after reading that couplet. Aine visal mein mujhe hausla-e-nazar na tha. Hausla-e-nazar. The courage to see. Here, the opposite of this Iqbal is has put there. Aine visal mein mujhe hausla-e-nazar na tha. When I was very close to my beloved, I didn't have the courage to see. Ghar ke bahana jo rahi meri nigahe be-adab. Although my, you know, sight was not muaddab and it tried to, you know, transgress. So I was trying to transgress, but I couldn't see. Aine misal mein mujhe hausla-e nazar na tha, garche bahana jo rahi meri nigahe be-adab. But here, ma zaghal basar wa ma tagha. Neither the sight swerved, nor transgress the limit. لَقَدْ رَعَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Verily he saw the biggest signs of his Lord. There was a controversy whether the Prophet saw him, Allah, or not. Quran doesn't confirm it. Quran doesn't say Muhammad saw Allah. Here also, the greatest signs of his Lord, the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were there at that juncture, you know, of this world and the other world. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَىٰ. Now this was actually a description of the heavenly part of Miraj, the ascension. It had two components. One, this worldly, from Masjid al-Haram at Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa at Jerusalem. Then from there, ascension to the heavens. So this is mentioned here. And the first is mentioned in the beginning, first ayah of Surah Bani Israel. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَىٰ. Now the deities that they had concocted. Have you ever considered the Lat and Uzza? وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةُ الْأُخْرَىٰ. The Manat, the other third. أَلَكُمُ الذَّكَرُ وَلَهُ الْأُنْثَىٰ. Are for you males and for him, Allah, females? تِلْكَ إِذَنْ قِسْمَةُ الْزِيزَىٰ. Now this is a very unjust division. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءٌ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. These are only names. You have concocted them, you and your fathers. مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah has not at all set down any authority or any proof for them. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّانِّينَ. They are only conjecturing. They are following only their guess and conjectures. وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسُ. And also what their animal souls desire. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. But now to them, the real guidance has come from their Lord. أَمْ لِلْإِنْسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّىٰ. Shall man have whatever he wishes? فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَىٰ. But in Allah's hands are the hereafter as well as the first, that is this life. This life is also the life in the hand of Allah. He gives to whomsoever he likes more, and he gives to whomsoever likes less. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. And how many angels are there in the heavens? Their intercession will not be of any avail whatsoever. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَىٰ. Except that Allah gives leave to whomsoever He wishes and for whomsoever He is pleased with. Two conditions. Leave to the intercessor. Yes, you can say something. And about the person, about whom you are going to say, there is express permission needed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Verily those who don't believe in the hereafter, لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَىٰ. They are naming the angels with female names. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no knowledge of it. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا one. They are following only their conjectures and nothing else. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يَغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. And this guessing and conjectures cannot avail you against truth. فَعَرِضًا مَنْ تَوَلَّىٰ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn your attention from those who are عَرِضًا مَنْ تَوَلَّىٰ, who are turning their back towards you, عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, from our admonition. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And he doesn't desire anything except this world. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. This is their attainment, final knowledge, final attainment. They can know only this world, not the hereafter. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَهُ عَالَمٌ مَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Verily your Lord knows better who has gone astray from his path. وَهُوَ عَالَمٌ بِمَنِ اهْتَدَىٰ. And he knows better who is rightly guided. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And verily to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. لَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So that he recompenses those who did wrong things, bad things, for what they did. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. and he should reward those who did good deeds with the fairest reward. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. Who are those who avoid the great sins and indecencies? Now this subject, I got it noted in Surah Tushura. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. So this is a very important subject. And this is the third time it is appearing in Quran. First of all, it came in Surah An-Nisa, then in Surah Shura, and then third time here. Greater sins. You take care of greater sins. The smaller sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon and excuse. But whosoever is very sensitive about very small things, generally we see that he is committing greater sins. He is involved in riba, interest, usury, but he is very sensitive about, you know, he has raised his hand or not. Where he has, you know, folded his hands. Here or there. About these things, they are very, very particular, very sensitive. الَّذِينَ يَتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Who avoid great sins and indecencies, except small offenses. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Definitely your Lord has very vast forgiveness. هُوَ عَلَمُ بِكُمْ. He very well knew you, is anshaakum in alam, when he was raising you from the earth. But is antum ajinnatum fi ubbutuni ummahatikum, also when you were embryos in the wombs of your mothers. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not hold yourself purified. Allah knows you. You were there. You were a drop of sperm. And then, you know, the fetus in the womb of the mother. هو عالم من اتقى. He very well knows who is really God-fearing. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. So Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, have you considered who turned away? Mostly people think that this is the citation of an example of Walid bin Mughira. He was one of the big chiefs of Quraysh, a very wealthy person. He had many sons. Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu anhu, has Saiful bin Siyufillah, he was son of Walid bin Mughira. Khalid bin Walid, Walid bin Mughira. He came to Islam very near, very near. Was just about to accept Islam. But then, you know, he thought of his position, that he will be boycotted in his society. His position won't remain the same. So this got him stuck and didn't accept openly. But he had reached very close. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. Had he considered the person who has turned back? وَعَطَى قَلِيلًا وَعَطَى. And he leaned towards believing for a while, but then stopped. عَطَى قَلِيلًا وَعَطَى. عَيْنَّهُ إِلْمُ الْغَيْرِ فَهُوَ يَرَى. Does he have the knowledge of the unseen, so that he sees it? أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّى بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ الْأُولَى. So be Musa. Was he not informed of what was in the scriptures of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? وَإِبْرَاهِمْ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And the scriptures of Ibrahim, he who faithfully fulfilled Allah's commandments. And he passed all the tests that Allah asked him to pass through. Allah tazir wazanatum il ghafura. That no burdened soul bears the burden of another. One lesser in insan illa masa. And that there shall be for no man anything except that for which he makes effort. One nasayahu safayura. And that his effort shall soon be before him. It will be seen. Summa yujzahu jazaa al-awfa. Summa yujzahu jazaa al-awfa. And then he shall be recompensed and rewarded with a fullest recompense. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. That the final end is unto your Lord. Your return is towards your Lord. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَىٰ. And that it is He who makes someone laugh and someone weep. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَىٰ. And that He is one who put to death and who keeps alive. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَىٰ. It is He who has created pairs, spouses, the male and the female, min nutfatin, from the same sperm drop, is a tumna, when it is emitted out. Vanna alayhi nashatan ukhra. And that on him it is the responsibility of another creation. It is due upon him. Because the reward of the people, that is due on him to be paid to the people. So, alayhim nashatan ukhra. It is binding on him, so to say. Although we can't say anything is binding on Allah. But kataba ala nafsi rahma la yajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bound himself by his mercy that he will definitely gather you on the day of judgment. Why? Those who suffered for my sake, if they are not rewarded, it means it's the biggest injustice. If there is no resurrection, if there is no life hereafter, those people who suffered for the sake of truth, who sacrificed, well, they go unrewarded. This is the injustice. So it is must for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create again. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And that it is he who enriches and bestows contentment. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشَّيْرَى. And that he is the lord of the star Sirius. Sirius was the star which the Arabs used to worship. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادَ الْأُولَى. And that he destroyed the former Aad, was Samuda, and also the Samud, the nation of Samud, Fama Abqa, and he spared men. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلُ. And before them, the people of Nuh, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. Verily they were exceedingly evil and excessively inordinate. وَالْمُؤْتَفِقَةَ أَهْوَى. And those subverted townships, he overthrew them, the Sodom and Gomorrah. فَقَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّى. After they were overturned, then they were covered with that with which they were covered. فَبِعِيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكَ تَتَمْهَارَىٰ. So, which of the graces of your Lord you will dispute and deny? هَذَا نَذِيرُ مِنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَىٰ. This, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also a warner from amongst the former warners which had been coming. Musa, Isa, Hud, Saleh, they were the warners. Azifatil Azifa. The near hour has come very near. Laisalaha min dunillahi kashifa. None beside Allah can avert it. Afa min hadal hadith ta'jabun. So do you wonder at this discourse of recital, this revelation of Quran? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you laugh and not weep. You should weep for what is in store for you. What chastisement you will be getting. And you are laughing. وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you are laughing and not weeping. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. And you are just amusing yourselves, playing, mocking. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. So, prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him and love Him and obey Him. This is Ayah of Sajda, so make a Sajda. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والصفات.